people's hearts, people's minds, and reactivate them in the purposes of God like never before, that they would walk in the boldness of the Holy Ghost, a Joshua anointing, a Joshua spirit. Amen. A man that would dare to cross over and possess, not possess blessing, but possess the land. Amen. There's a big difference, isn't there? Hallelujah. So as part of our worship, before I move on any further, we're so honored this morning to the Lord of our tithes and our offerings. Amen. What a privilege. Remembering the Christmas that He gave us. Greatest gift of all. That He chose to come down. Tabernacle with us. Took on the form of flesh, that He can destroy that which pertained to flesh was in sin, which was the death. Amen. And He bore that. So I, as a Christian, never die. I just fall asleep. I transition. Glory to God. Amen. Eternal life doesn't start when I get to heaven. Eternal life started when I got born again. Father, we thank You. We thank You for the woo. We are this morning in the name of Jesus for the privilege of able to bless and worship You with what we give this morning. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that would just bless You, that would extend Your kingdom. That God, above all, that our hearts, Father, would forever stay soft and supple in Your hands, that You might shape us to the image and the vessel You desire us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you as you give this morning. Those responsible for that, that we could do that, that would be good. So, I've shared a little bit about being set, but I want to talk about a man that walked and had to be challenged to have a reset in his thinking and reset in his life. And his name was Joshua. So we're going to look at Joshua for a little while over the next couple of weeks. The title of my message this morning is Get Up. Get up. Amen. God commanded Joshua to get up. It says in Joshua 7 and 10, so the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? And sometimes we lie on our face before the Lord because we're constantly whinging to Him. See, Joshua was whinging to God. Joshua had a beef with God in this specific chapter of chapter 7. He was having a little bit of a beef with God because he pulled down Jericho, which was a city, destroyed Ai, which was a village. In fact, they just said, send 3,000 men to Ai because it's so small. You don't put yourself out. Just send 3,000. That's enough. And 36 of them died, and they ran. And Joshua fell before God and the leaders, and they put dust on their faces. They're chucking dust all night, and he falls before God, and he's lying down. He's saying, God, why have you allowed this? What are the Amorites going to say? What are the Canaanites going to say about you? Oh, God, why have you allowed this to happen? And God didn't answer him at all. You will never read where God answered him with this. All he said to him was this. And I'm telling you now, as Christians, we can't afford to be lying there complaining to God. You've got to get up. And you've got to keep on doing what God has to do. Because God has a mission for your life. Do you believe that? Amen. There's a mission on your life. Amen. Joshua was laying down feeling weak. He was discouraged and afraid of what might happen, suggesting to God had failed him. Hello? Anyone prayed that sort of prayer? Oh God, why have you allowed that to happen to me? Thinking that God has failed him. I want to tell you something. God has never and will never ever fail. It's impossible for God to fail. If something looks blue to me and he said it's red, he can make it red. If he said it's yellow, it's yellow. It doesn't matter what it looks like to me. Whatever he says, it is. Because he can change it. I cannot. Amen. Joshua was lying down. The progress of possessing the land or the promises stopped because a man or a place, an AI actually means little or insignificant things. And it's the little foxes that spoil the... A little leaven leavens the whole. It's the little things. We're so used to the big things, we're ready for the big things. It's the little things that'll trip you up. It's the little things. It's the little things that when no one's around and you do something you shouldn't do. It's the little things when you look at something you shouldn't look at it. Or you do something you shouldn't. Or you act some way and you shouldn't act that way. Amen? These little things. 2020 has been a year of challenge. Can I hear an amen? Amen. 2020 has been a year of keeping moving in the things of God, through isolation, separation, distraction, a year where the enemy has been singing a lullaby, I believe, to the church, sending many to sleep. And you can read that if you want in 1 John verse 5, chapter 5, verse 19. It says, we know that God and the whole world lies under the what? The sway. What do you do to a baby to get it to sleep? You rock him. You sway it. You sway it. You rock him. And so what he does, the devil, he sways people to sleep. More so in the time we've been living in because we've been separated. People have been discouraged because they can't get in fellowship. It's been happening. And this thing called COVID-19, I really believe has been an instrument to discourage saints to a point where all of a sudden they're questioning God. It's like Joshua questioned God. Why haven't I got the victory? They're questioning God, right? But God's saying, it's time to what? Get up. Joshua, you're not moving because the last thing I said to you, I haven't done. Footnote, hint, write it down. Asterisk, something, do something. God never leaves anything undone. He will finish what he starts. He is a God of principle. He will expect me to complete what he has begun in me. Amen. You're very quiet this morning. You must all be tired. He will finish, and he expects me to finish what I have started. He doesn't want a half-built house. He doesn't want the scaffold all the time around the house. He wants you to finish something. Amen. Why does he want me to finish something? Because there's a war in my spirit to distract and cause his people to lose heart and lose courage. He wants to put a Holy Ghost boldness in your spirit man. Amen. He wants you to walk with the power of the Holy Ghost. They fell in the book of Acts, they were full of boldness. It says, in fact, there was great boldness upon them. Amen. One of the five greats in the book of Acts, there was great boldness upon them. And we need to be bold to step out by faith. Amen. It takes a boldness to step out by faith. Yep. Amen. But like God said to Joshua, get up. If God says get up, it means you have the capacity to get up. He will never ask you to do something you cannot do. Or give you, or not empowered you to do. If he's empowered you to do it, do it. Amen. What stops me is this. This thing. Yes. This thing. Yes. The ifs, the buts, the maybes, the mights, the could nots, the could haves. This thing stops me. 2021. It's a year to get up. It's a reset of our thinking. And we need to weed out a few things. Amen? Amen? We need to weed out a few things. He wants us to get up and deal with what caused me to lie down and move into everything that's probably... Yes. God will challenge you why you have stopped and why you are lying down. God is a God who is on the move. And he expects me to move and not camp around something. Some people around hurts. Some people camp around discouragement. Some people camp around apathy, lethargicness. Some people just camp because they're tired. They're spiritually tired. May I say this? Cast all your burdens upon him. He who... What's the word I'm looking for? Threefold cord. He who... Yes. When you twist yourself with the things of God... Right, when you join yourself with God, entwine yourself with God, there is a transfer of strength. Amen? Amen. There's a transfer of strength. So when I'm in communion with Him, I bring my burdens to Him, and I'm drawing from His strength. For when I am weak, I exchange my weakness for His strength. Amen? And therefore, I start to confess what He's told me to confess. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith starts to establish in my spirit, man. And all of a sudden, I see those things that are not as though they are. And I decree a thing so it can be established. Are you with me? So therefore, there was a man in Joshua's time that stopped the whole of Israel flowing on. One man. Just one. It stopped the army of the Lord. And there are certain things that this man did that God had told him not to do. He said to Joshua, you're blaming me for what's stopping you, but you need to get up and deal with what you know you should deal with and deal with the situation. And his name was a man called Achan. Achan. He means troubler. That's what his name means. He's a troubler. Speaks the man of the flesh, the old man, the carnal man. Achan hit something he was instructed not to touch. And chapter 17, God commanded the children of Israel, do not touch the accursed things, lest you become accursed. All the gold, all the silver, all the precious stuff belong to the Lord. That's what he said. Achan didn't heed the word. Achan secretly, privately, got a piece of rag, took 30 talents of silver and a wedge of gold, and he buried them in his house. God stopped. Then he told him, you can't go any further unless you deal with the thing that I've told you to deal with. Amen? Yep. So those things that you're not supposed to do, he was instructed in those things not to touch. Some things that shouldn't be desired. There are those things that shouldn't be desired. There are those things that we shouldn't look upon. There are those things that shouldn't be touched. There are those things that shouldn't be hidden from God. And he did. Mark 4:22 says, for where there's nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but it should come to the light. Yes. Nothing is hidden from him. God knew exactly where they were. There came in the house, all of a sudden, Joshua had to come to the people and say, we've sinned. We've sinned. And the Holy Ghost revealed the sin, tribe by tribe, family by family, until it came to Achan. Achan then confesses his sin. The reason he was called, because Joshua said to Achan, why have you troubled us? And so the whole house got destroyed. Everything in his house got destroyed. All animals, all everything connected to him was totally destroyed. And all of a sudden, they could move on. Sometimes in life, we've got to reveal the hidden things in me. Come on now. If I'm stuck, and all I'm doing is pleading with God, God, why? God, why? God, why? God, why is this happening? God, why is that? Maybe there's something I shouldn't be touching. Maybe there's something I shouldn't be looking at. Maybe there's something I'm keeping hidden. And God needs to deal with it so I can move on in the purposes of God. He has designed to possess the land, but he will not share his glory with another. And when he touched the gold and the silver, he was robbing God. Because all the gold and the silver was dedicated unto the Lord. Achan had a problem. Achan, the troubler, was a man of the flesh. And I'm going to just chuck it out there. You and I carry with us every day of our life. Your flesh. Your flesh desires, your flesh longs for, your flesh wants, and your flesh likes to touch and do things it shouldn't want to do. And it needs to come under the control of the host. Amen. It needs to be under the control of the Holy Ghost. And please do not tell me you cannot do it. Because he will never give you anything more than you can. That's it. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the... He wants to separate the man of the spirit from the man of the flesh. So we see these things happening. Some prerequisites of seeing God's promises come to pass in my life. Who wants to see things happen and fulfilled in your life this morning? Who wants to walk in the purpose and the promise of God, yet has to deal with their Achan? Every one of us has to deal with Achan this morning. No one's exempt. No one. And it's personal. And God got him alone to deal with it. But please, 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 don't ever think that you can hide it from God. Because when it came to the point, they dug under his house and it was revealed. God knows exactly where it is, to a point where he knows my thoughts and my intents. He knows what I'm going to think before I think it. Number one, focus mind. Write this down. You have to have a focused mind. Joshua 3:11 says, the Lord says, look, or behold, the Ark of the Covenant. What has to direct you in your path to victory is that you've got to look up. You cannot look at your circumstance. You cannot look at your situation. You must look up. You must look up. You must look to him. You must look to him for your strength. If I want to step into something new, he can lead me into the new, because I've never been that way before. I've never been that way before. I need him to lead me into the new place. I need his guidance. I need his strength. Above all, I need his comfort. I need to lean on his arm, because I have never been this way before. And if you're coming into something new, you have not been that way before. You've never been that way before. And you need to look up. You need to look to him who is your source, whose strength. Amen. My focus is not on my inability, but his ability. To bring into something new, I need him to go before me, because the new, I've never been that way before. Joshua 3, verse 4, the last half of it says this, that you may know by which way you must go, for you have not passed this way before. I need him to lead me into the path that he wants me to be. There are paths set before me, but I need his path. I do not want to waste years in a desert because there's other paths. I want to move in the direction of the Holy Ghost. I need to follow his footsteps. I need to follow his footsteps, because while I'm following his footsteps, I'll have the victory. It takes another level of faith to step in a new place to do a new thing. Who can say amen to that? It will take another level of faith that you have not yet got to move into something new and come into a new place. If you had the old faith to do it, you would need a new place. A new thing needs a new level of faith. I need a new level of faith. Turn to Hebrews 11, verse 3. You don't have to. I've written it for you. I was so blessed I do all this for you. Hebrews 11 and 3 says this. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The word of God. So that the things which were seen were not made by the things which are visible. In other words, God took them into being by the word. He framed the world by the word. Therefore, my words have to line up to his word so I can frame the world that I'm living in. That was good preaching, Pastor Dave. Well done. I received that. If you want to frame your house to be a house of the Lord... Does anyone want to frame their house to be a house of the Lord? You better start speaking the word of the Lord. You better make your line to His words, so His words, which have the power, can bring and frame your world. Now you're speaking your words. You need His words, because only His words have the power. Only His of life. My mouth must speak His words. Amen. I don't speak the problem. I speak the solution. I don't speak about lying down. I speak about getting up. I don't look at my AI anymore. I deal with my aching. I want to get up. I have to be a man of a different spirit. I have to be a man of a different spirit, and it will cost me. It will cost me. I have to learn to humble myself. I have to learn not to blame God for my situation. Well, God, you bless them, but you never bless me. Why don't you bless me like you bless them, God? Why didn't you tell her off, Jesus? Why yours on my case? And while I'm lying down moaning and groaning, all the time the Holy Ghost is saying, get up. Get up. And sometimes, just sometimes, so tired, you don't want to get up. Anyone ever been there? You just want to lie down. You just want to have a moany. You just want to have your little pity party. You know, you want God to understand how you really feel. You want God to understand how you really feel. And we're just venting. We're just venting, really. We're just venting. You know what I mean? Words to our feelings. We're venting. God doesn't need your words to your feelings. He already knows how you feel, right? What He wants is a man of a different spirit that chooses to deal with the sin issue in his life. And the sin issue in Joshua's life was a troubler, a man called Achan. Amen. I believe 2021 is a year of reset. We need our mouths. We need to reset our brains. Yep. We need to start thinking the goodness of God and the purposes of God, which are yes and amen. I need to deal with those some things in my life that shouldn't be there. And it might take a process of time. But hear me. He'll give you the time, but He won't give you years. And He won't give you decades. Time. But when He says get up, He's enabled you to get up and keep on walking. Amen? Amen. And let go of your AI so you can move into your purpose and destiny of life. Glory to God. With a focused mind, begin to speak what God has declared to frame my world. Amen? What do you want to see for your house this morning? What do you want to see for your house? Life and death and the power of my... Whatever you speak, you shall eat the fruit thereof. What am I saying about my house? What am I saying about my wife? What am I saying about my husband? What am I saying about my children? What am I saying about my grandkids? What am I saying about me? Where's my book? Oh, there it is. Chuck the other one up if I've got another one. It says this in 1 Peter 1:13 in the Good News Bible. It says this: prepare your mind for action. I'm going to say it again. Prepare your 1 Peter 1:13. Prepare your mind for action. How? Be self-controlled. Yep. Set your on the grace given to you. Set your what? Set your hope. Hope is the substance of things. Hopeful. Faith is the substance of things. Hopeful, the evidence of things not yet seen. Steady your mind. Ready your mind for battle. Ready it. I've got to set it. I've got to make my mind with a reset. I've got to reset my head and my thinking. I've got to prepare it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of Joshua, three things happened. I'll tell you them, but I'm not talking about them. You've got to know the man. Joshua learned to know the man. You've got to know the land. He sent out 12 spies. You've got to know your promise. You've got to know the man. But then you've got to know your promise. And then you've got to know the plan. You've got to know the man. You've got to know the land. And you're going to know the plan. And we'll talk about them next week. You've got to know the man. All this for Joshua's very beginning was to know the man. When he's seen the captain of the army of the hosts of heaven stand before him, he said this, "Are you for us or for our enemy?" Do you remember that? Do you remember that? He said, "Neither, but for the army of the Lord of hosts." In other words, I'm not for anything of the flesh. I'm here for truth. Amen. He vindicates truth. It's truth. He had to learn who the man was. So when he fell on his face, he saw part of the man that he never knew. To what? Get up. I believe it's time for the church to get up. You know, when people get before and start to bring their murmurings before him, and they have doubts, which is a form of unbelief, and all of a sudden discouragement gets around their spirit man. Discouragement gets around their spirit man. And then all of a sudden, I believe, and it's happened over this period, over this year, more so than ever before, they start to reason the whys of God. Why do I have to worship him? Why should I have church? Why do I have to do it the way you do it? And all of a sudden, there's these reasons and excuses not to fellowship with him. Well, you know, I don't want to do like that anymore. And what's the devil's done? He's brought a spirit of discouragement around their souls, which brings a form of isolation within their spirit man. And the Bible says in Proverbs, a man who isolates himself is only after one thing. Yeah, and he's after his own gain. Because it's all about them. See, Joshua went before the Lord because it was all about him. Lord, you've allowed this to happen. You've allowed this to happen. So what are people going to think? It was all about them. As if God cared about that. As if God cared about someone's opinion. As if God could give a hoot what the Canaanites, the Perizzites and the Hittites thought. Couldn't give a hoot. He doesn't even give a hoot what you think or I think. He's God. He can do what he wants, when he wants, as he wants. He is God. Amen. And so the enemy's used last year, 2020, is used last year to bring discouragement and question God. Question about God. Is there a God? Is it the God that you see? Oh, there's many ways to God. And they're bringing all this stuff in to quench the flame of the saint. And it happens by gradualism. Because the love of many will what? But wax doesn't go cold straight away. Wax takes a period of time to set. Once the flame's out. I'm telling you, I believe the word of the Lord this morning is, get up. Get up. Get up and reset your head and start to tell him how good he is. I don't care if you don't get another thing off him. He is still good. I don't care if you have prayer or not. He is still good. He will, but he is still good. It is not conditional what he does for me that makes him good. He is good because he's good. He's good because he is God Almighty. The greatest thing he's ever done in my life has allowed me to get born again. Amen. Let's stand this morning. So when you say God is good, don't measure his blessing. Don't measure him by his blessing. Because blessings will come and blessings will go. Blessings will stay. But in your midnight hour, will you still see the light? Will you be a man or woman of a different spirit in 2021? That the world might behold the Christ in you, the hope of God. Amen. That the world might behold him. Hallelujah. Amen. It's hard to finish a message halfway through. I've cut it down to 30 minutes. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to reset 2021 like never before. I want to walk in purpose and destiny. I don't want my AI up. And I certainly do want to deal with my achings of life. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to reveal to him? Not to me. You don't do anything to reveal to him the hidden thing. So here it is, God. Here's my hidden thing. Amen. And guess what he does? He destroys it. Kills the flesh. That you might live. If you need to reset this, you need a reset of mind. You need a reset of mind. And my last thing I'm going to say is this. If you are not in your word, if you are not in your word, you are allowing something to shape your world. If you are not declaring his word, you are allowing something else to shape your world. Shame on you. You must be a man and a woman of the word. I don't care if you repeat the same scripture for a week. Just do it. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. 2021 will require men and women of a different spirit, full of the boldness and the authority of the Spirit of God. Amen. Ready to step into a new thing with a new faith. How to shape your world. That's you this morning. You lift up your hands before the Lord and say, God, I need it. I need my reset. I need that new thing in me. I do not want to bring 2020 into 2021. Changing my mind. I'm releasing those hidden things. I refuse to look. I refuse to touch. I refuse to do that. Those somethings in my life. Achan, you're going to be exposed, my troubler. You're going to be exposed this morning. Father, we lift up our hands by faith this morning. We take this new step of faith. Lord, we step in to the new thing you have for us for 2021 in the name of Jesus. I look not back, Father. I refuse to look back. I refuse to look back. I refuse to allow my ahide to keep me lying down. God, I stand up. I stand up this morning. I get up and I shake off the dust, Father, of my yesterday in the name of Jesus. And I move forward into the purpose of God to possess my land in Jesus' name. And if that's you this morning, receive it by faith and thank him for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I will delight in your ways alone. Lord, you're the lifter of my head this morning. I thank you, Jesus, that my God, yea, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Lord, for there's a light in the midst. To have a shadow, there's got to be a light. So God, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. I thank you, my God, you make my crooked path straight. I thank you, Jesus, the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I thank you, Lord, I have an anointing from the Holy One and I can do all things. I thank you, Jesus, that God, you've empowered me with the power of the Holy Ghost, Father, to be able to do all things. That God, you've given my mouth the power to speak And Father, let my mouth be filled with your words to speak life, to speak life, to frame my world for the glory of the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. And if that's you this morning, give him an amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thursday, 11:30 p.m. We're going to pray the new year in. If you're awake. If you're awake, you can come. If you're awake, we'll pray with you in spirit. And the Z's and the snoring and everything else that you come with. But 11:30 p.m. we're going to pray the new year in, because I believe 2021 is a very, very important year. Amen.